I'm already ornery because my dad passed away, so I'm a little bit aggravated. You know what I mean? You know, I'm even going to religion. I don't know.
It's our 10th year, and you're already telling me I'm too loud in the mix.
No,
well, then you got to learn how to do a mix.
Yeah, oh, mix. I didn't know.
Well, Cabo Wabo, John. We're here in Cabo. We'll do a cold open. How's that for
okay,
today?
Okay, we're doing a cold.
But we'll do what we got to do. Our Cabo open, though. I'll play that in a second. Yeah, though. Yeah. How you doing, John?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to have us all back here. It's this is like February 8th before Super Bowl. It's the same vibe. We're back here, right. Only there's no football team, which really isn't a bad thing, actually.
No, we got the NCAA tournament on Saturday. This is a Thursday we're doing this.
Yeah.
Louis got the basketball shirt on. He's ready to go.
I picked up some kids that were walking up the mountain. I said, hey, you guys need a ride? They're like, oh, could you? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Get in. So, you watch any sports? I'm like, yeah, I'm following this basketball like crazy. You know what I mean? And at least I didn't say I was, you know, going to my soccer rehearsal.
You scared me a little bit there when you said I was picking up kids on the side of the mountain.
Young guy staying at a house. I said, hey, come on. I call everybody kids, you know. But, yeah, I said, hey, come on. I'll give you a ride up the mountain. You know, they're all happy, you know.
You're very altruistic that way. You like to help everyone, John.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I know I'm going to heaven. I don't know. As a banker, I don't know if there's even a place for you.
With the way you drive, you might go sooner than you think.
Oh, of course I will. Yeah, I'm not here for, you know.
I'm here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
He stole my thunder.
I stole your joke.
If I said it, he would cut it out. But he said it. You know what? We're going to edit that out.
Oh, wow.
You're like an old married couple.
Yeah, yeah.
He finishes out the
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. He burps it out already.
All right. Let's regroup. Let's play the Cabo Open like we always do.
Let's play the Cabo Open.
No, of course not. Have a good time. But you guys got me thinking. Maybe we should do a little trip together.
Hell yeah.
Where to?
Oh, you. Oh, Pamir, Pamir. Cabo San Lucas is beautiful this time.
Hey, isn't it spring break?
Well, I hope not. E would be real upset if he missed spring break.
E always did appreciate a good old-fashioned wet t-shirt contest.
Nah, he's going to have a great time. Excuse me, can I have another shot of Patron?
Dos, por favor.
All right, get it in here.
Cabo.
Cabo.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hola, Pyros. From the Gas Star in Cabo San Lucas, the last corner of Mexico. This is the Brigada de Fuegos Artificiales, this Pyro podcast, celebrating the people and passion of fireworks, is sponsored by Star Fireworks in Fargo, North Dakota. And now, two guys sitting at Land's End and searching every corner for more fireworks. Here's Johnny Star and Ronen Banquero.
What is this job all about? Fire.
It's always fun to just say that. Palmia, Palmia. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I like the way she rolled her R's that Ron the banker or something.
She said
or something.
Ron Vaquero.
Yeah.
The cowboy?
Banquero.
They call you cowboy now?
Banquero. Yeah. Banquero.
Banquero, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. I kind of like that. Yeah, I like the way she rolled her R's on that one. You know, you can't roll your R on a J. You know, John, there's no way to roll an R.
I can't roll my
I can't
R's
roll
now.
R's either,
Or J's or anything. Now you need to.
Well, nobody rolls a J. They only roll an R.
You need special. Talk about rolling a J. Did I tell you my wedding. Well, I don't want to say wedding. My wake story. One of Pauline's best friends. You said Jay. That's what got me onto this whole tangent there. One of Pauline's friends that she works with, her husband died from the store. And so we go to the wake, and it was a Saturday night. And we go to the wake, and it was in a little seedier part of Chicago, let's say. Okay. Not an area I'm used to, you know, frequenting. So.
Well, it's for you, that would be almost every part.
Wow.
And then for you, everything's a little seedy because, you know, he's got a safe word when he gets on to Kennedy.
Bananas, right. So we go to this wake. And so, you know, like always, you go up to the front of the casket. Get to the casket, and I look in, and he had a hearing aid in his ear. And I'm thinking, why does a dead guy need to hear? Who's he going to hear? Why does he need to hear anything?
Yeah, I guess probably nobody wanted to take it off him.
No, no, it wasn't a hearing aid. They put a joint behind his ear. But I thought the joint was a hearing aid.
Well, you really know you're old when you think a joint's a hearing aid.
Well, I've never, but who would, never dawned on me that there would be a joint behind the death. What I guess
that explains his premature death.
Well, in the scheme of things, you know, he probably needs a joint just as much as he needs a hearing aid.
Well,
I guess.
I also, you know, I gave my dad, I didn't put the cigarettes because I don't want to promote that, but I gave him the bottle of Dewars, you know, because he was a big Dewars guy. You know, he doesn't really need the Dewars where he's going.
No, well.
You know, you never know. So you just put it in there, and I guess they want this guy to have a joint when everybody was out of a funeral home, I guess, maybe. And,
right. Well, it's probably, obviously, it's what the guy enjoyed.
Yeah,
right?
He must have really enjoyed it, yeah.
Either that or he was a big Cheech and Chong fan, one of the two. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could you see this conversation going on at the casket?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Pauline.
Yeah.
I got the dirtiest look, and then she's like, what the hell am I married to? But I'm like... Well, I'm not. I don't imbibe.
You don't partake in all these illegal drug activities.
No, never have, Your Honor.
Yes, there you go.
I'm stupid. Yeah. So how do you say that?
You're an idiot.
No, stupid. How do you say that?
Stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, I wasn't expecting to see hearing aid.
That's almost as bad, Lou, as if we. I mean, this is how insane it would be, is if we. Buried Ron with like a box of condoms. Why? What's he going to do with them? You know what I mean?
What do you mean, what am I going to do with? Oh, I don't need condoms at this point.
Well, you're dead is what I'm saying.
He doesn't need a joint or doers.
I know.
I gave my dad bullets. He don't need those either.
You gave him bullets?
Yeah, I'll put bullets in his pocket.
No, you never know. You know, there's probably a seedy part of heaven we don't know about.
Yeah, if there is, my dad's probably trying to find
it.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Yeah.
Put that closer to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, closer to your mouth.
A little closer to your mouth, Lou.
Yeah, speak like me, Lou.
But I think if you would have walked in that same wake, you wouldn't have known what that was either. I didn't get that close.
I don't get that close. I don't really look at them. You know what I mean? I try not to look, you know.
You know what hell would be for that guy?
What?
No lighter.
No. Oh, yeah. I hope somebody put the lighter in his pocket. But I gave my dad bullets and not a gun. I guess that's hell for him, right?
Well, he could whip those at you, and he probably has.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah, I mean, not the... Yeah, at least your dad got the bottle of Dewars. He could drink it out of the bottle.
You could probably hit him with a hammer, but I don't think Ron put a hammer in there either.
No, I didn't put a hammer. I should have just put the gun. Yeah.
I think what Ron was trying to do was get rid of all the illegal stuff in his dad's house by burying it with him. He's like, oh, just give him the bullets. I don't want nothing to do with these. I'm going to jail with these bullets.
Louis was at my dad's house when the paramedics came, and Louis had called the paramedics because I was in the hospital with COVID at that same time. And Louis had to hide all my dad's weapons off the dining kitchen table when they came to.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Louis was like my dad's. He's hiding everything.
Yeah. You were like Hazel, Hazel for the gun industry.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
How you doing, Lou?
Yeah, Lou.
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You're looking good, Lou. You're looking good. Yeah,
we went on that boat yesterday. It's a little rough, dude.
A little rough, yeah. I liked it.
Fabulous.
The wall of water. I loved it. Most people don't get to see that on the Titanic. We got to see it. That was awesome.
We
lived to tell about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you never had a doubt in your mind.
But you should have been in the back of the boat. There was a lot of doubt.
Man, I think.
Why, is the back a lot worse than the front?
No.
Well,
I was going to say, I don't think
talking
so.
Talking about.
Now, if you're in the front of the boat. That could be brutal.
Oh, if we were going through that wall of water, I might have flipped out once or twice.
No, it's not that. You get launched in the air.
That's what I'm saying.
As you're coming down.
Yeah, you're getting more shock up there. But in the back of the boat, should have been very comfortable. I mean, as far as
it's a very nice boat. I was very comfortable, but I'm just not. And I even took a Dramamine, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, you had a Dramamine and a beer.
Yeah, it's
mainlining.
Yeah,
I just
gave him like one of them joints and maybe a glass of wine to go with it,
and no lighter.
There's some cheese. There'd be no use to giving me a joint. There's nothing to do. It's like,
but I mean, where I'm at in the center of the boat, you know, is bouncy, obviously. Not really bouncy. I mean, you go with it. But, I mean, I thought the back would be – his back is way definitely better than the bow. That's for sure.
Oh, it was fine. But yeah. It's like the two old guys and the Muppets.
Me and Paul, yeah.
That's where the trouble was.
Yeah. Paul and I were back there just – yeah.
You know, the water displacement was a little bit off because we're riding a little low there. So
Wow. No, so we had three guys in front and two in the back.
Is that why you couldn't trim it?
Yeah, so I put – I was like
– oh, the trim.
There's only so much you could do with this trim.
Wow.
So, all the way down on the
floor. Anyways, I did. I went all the way down with the bow down, and it was a following sea, which was should normally be great, but you know, ocean following seas are not like lake following seas. So there'd be times where I can feel the props were kind of like, you know, like out and everywhere.
I don't know what is following seas. I mean, the wind is behind us, tailwind.
Wind is behind you, okay. And then all of a sudden, that's the trouble with the ocean out here. Is then all of a sudden. The winds changed. Like, we had no air on our face at all. It was all behind us. And then all of a sudden, still going straight, and all of a sudden, the wind's at our face. So winds
would your
changed
boat,
quite.
Would the props ever be out of the water, being that your motors were more toward the center?
Oh, no, they could be out of the water, yeah. Really? It just depends how it
They
rides,
were
yeah.
probably once or twice yesterday. Oh, yeah. We were
not with you guys
around.
Sitting back yeah. there.
You can feel wow. it because the minute the prop comes out of the water, then it automatically shuts it down, like it, you know, so it doesn't spin, you know what I mean? It cuts it down. You know?
It doesn't, the propellers won't spin?
Yeah,
if
yeah, because the RPMs would go... RPMs would go through the roof, so automatically because there's no tension, no pressure on it, so then it cuts it down.
How about the whales and the stingrays?
It's all a lot of whales, a lot of stingrays.
A lot of activity.
But we were like orphans. We sailed all the way from San Jose to Cabo San Lucas, hoping to get a slip.
Yeah. Well, we knew we were taking a shot.
Yeah, well, yeah. So
at the end of the day, it's like, well, let's go for a boat ride anyways, and then you know. But I do love cruising to Cabo Bay, so
it's awesome.
Like well, I got to
awesome.
Go there.
That was the best part of
and
it.
And I
yeah,
even but. Like cruising the Cabo Marina. I don't even mind just cruising that.
No,
because
yeah,
it's fun to look. But that's why I really need to be in the Cabo Marina, because that's all I really want to do is just cruise the bay. And then, you know, like when the boat's in there, I would have went out at 1 o'clock today and said, I'm going to go for a ride on a boat, cruise the bay, and been back at 3. You know what I mean?
But you're such an animal lover, and you didn't want Poncho on the back of your boat.
No.
Why not?
No,
poor
no.
Poncho.
He smells. He stinks. We had no food. The only thing we could have possibly gave him was your arm.
Oh, no,
and
no.
And he would have went like this, Lou.
No, he would have turned his head.
Nope. Yeah, they turned their head. Yeah. It's amazing. They get him a fish. They're like
very particular.
Yeah. Anybody listening, just Google Poncho Cabo San Lucas. You'll see what we're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, you're like this animal lover. And
yeah. Well, I'm a dog lover.
You're a dog lover, but it's all animals. I mean, you know, me, people are expecting me to kick Poncho in the head, they, you know. because of the way I talk about dogs.
Reason number 687 why he's not going to heaven.
I thought it was just my job.
No, well, then.
I'm an upstanding, unlike we talked about this yesterday, upstanding. If you look at upstanding in the dictionary, I think you see my picture next.
That's week. What the whole, that's why the whole argument started, Lou. He called me, I was non-upstanding individual.
Right. Well, I don't know. How did we get on that subject?
To go to hell, don't you just stop at 666 and get that bonus round?
Yeah, there you go.
There
yeah.
you go. I
you
like
get
that.
The free spin at 666.
666. Oh, man. What's, always happy to be back here at Casa Star, John.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming. And
thanks for having us.
Awesome. We got a couple of customers in town. We're going to have some fun tomorrow, so that'll be good.
I was meaning to ask you about that. Is this thing, you own this in an LLC? Because you're actually entertaining clients and stuff. You could write this thing off.
It was an LLC, yes.
Nice. There you go. There you go. Yeah. But that's nice. You got some customers from Fargo?
Johnny Star, the biggest shell game there ever was.
And Ron the Baker.
It's a house of cards.
It's just a house of cards.
You move one thing, it all collapses.
Yeah.
And Ron the Banker checking out the numbers.
There you go.
Just a house of cards here, yeah.
It's, you have people from Star Fireworks coming in, right? They're going to, that's nice.
Customers, yeah.
Customers from Star Fireworks, and they're going to come see the joint. And
have
they ever been here before?
Yeah, they've been here before.
Oh, okay. Well, so they know what to expect.
Yeah, some nice lunch and everything like that, so it'll be good.
There you go.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we've
Oh, speaking of that, I got to get the Costco, too. God darn it, I forgot.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh. John's moving along. All right. Let's do a pyro purge, John. You ready for that?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Do you know Barry Reed?
Beryl Reed?
Barry Reed.
Oh, Barry Reed. Is that the new TV show?
No.
Wasn't he
in
the Brady Bunch?
No. That was Robert Reed. Mm-hmm. Barry Reed emailed us after he listened to our podcast from the, it was episode 137. It was NFA in Fort Wayne. It was Larry Lomas, King of All Pyro.
Oh, yes.
He found and listened to our podcast. with Steve. What was Steve? We interviewed Steve. We talked about Larry Lomas. What's Steve's name?
Kozar.
Steve Kozar. Yeah. All about the late Larry Lomas of Midwest Fireworks. It was over an hour of listening pleasure. So many great stories, like the one Steve told about how they took his safe when they raided him. This is Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
And Larry didn't complain that all that money was in it, but he was very upset that his first row tickets to see the band Heart was in the safe, and he wouldn't get them back before the concert. So many more great Larry memories and stories I have, too. I was his radio rep when the later sales director, it must be late, sales director at WMMS in Cleveland, that's a very popular station,
yeah,
was the top station at the time. He's in real estate in Florida, but worked and hung out with Larry in the mid-'80s and 90s. Do you have a way to contact Steve? I'd like to say hi to him sometime. I think I did all that.
Yep.
You did all that. So, yeah. So that's always nice when somebody stumbles upon our podcast and they
have some enjoyment and they get to connect with, you know, we're kind of like a slow version of Facebook. You know, you can just email us and we'll put you in contact with whoever.
You know what we're kind of like? Hmm. Kind of like Uber.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. We were hammering Louie last night about that. Yeah. Kind of like Uber, but no, I think you're right. And then I think whenever we tell stories about Larry Lomas, we get a lot of people reaching out to us.
Definitely an icon in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, but anyways, good to hear from you, Rob. Not Robert. See, now you got me saying Robert Reed.
Barry,
good to hear from you, Barry, and thanks for listening. Yes, absolutely.
Marsha.
All right, let's do some fireworks news, John. You know what? I think I left my iPad at TSA in Chicago.
Oh, again, he always leaves something.
What, are you supplying the government with computers?
Well, and when I came through security in Chicago, they ran my work case through and my briefcase, and they ran the computers through, and then it went off to the other lane, and then they had to run them again, my computers. I'm like, okay, why would you have to run the computer through security twice? But they did. And then I obviously got my shoes off, I got my belt off, and to see here's a what would Johnny do. So out of the three guys that I'm traveling with, Tom, Lou, and Paul, they all failed the global entry. So none of them have TSA pre-check. But I was successful because I am an upstanding part of this community. So
you could get TSA without having global entry.
Yeah, I have TSA.
Well, okay. Well,
I went right through.
But yeah,
I left my computer at home.
Well, what would Johnny do? So I was with Paul, helping him get through it. I could have went through without any of that stuff, but I sacrificed myself, and I went through all those steps and stages just because I knew I was there with Paul. You would just leave him in the dust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you sign up for all this stuff to make your life easier.
Right.
And if your friends don't want to follow your lead, you just keep leading and when they get there, I'll see you at United Club. And in my case, I'll just see you guys at the gate.
Yeah, traveling with Paul is not easier.
Or you'll see us in Houston.
Yeah, or I'll be in Houston on my way to wherever I go,
Well, you actually missed your flight. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, at least a little bit of stability I had in my life is gone now. So
I
want to
be there
one time. Planes.
When you tell the agent, just send me anywhere.
Well, I tell them all the time. Yeah, send me somewhere. What do you got? What's
I'm not
open?
Going home. That's all I know. Yeah.
What's open?
I'm not getting back in that Uber.
I already parked the car. I'm done. You know, my suitcase is here. Let's go. Just get me somewhere.
We're here. Let's get things rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't care where you send me. Send me somewhere new.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's why I give them four destinations. Who's leaving first?
Yes. Spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel.
Get your news. Get your fireworks news here. Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker, hot off the press. Fireworks news from all across the world.
Well, let's do some fireworks news. I'll put in the music afterwards. We'll do some post-editing. All right. Larksville woman, John, sentenced for launching fireworks at a neighbor's house. Wilkes-Barre, this is Pennsylvania. She was accused of intentionally directing lit fireworks at a neighbor's house and was sentenced in court on Tuesday. This 50-year-old lady was on Carver Street, was sentenced by a judge to 3 months to 1 year at the county correctional facility on a no contest plea of fail to control or report dangerous fire. Prosecutors withdrew four counts of the reckless endangerment and a single count of discharging consumer fireworks within 150 feet of a building. Surveillance camera recorded her igniting fireworks. A firework landed on the roof, and she was recording yelling to her daughter, "Oh my God, it's on fire, get in the house." The daughter ran into their home, court records say. Neighborhood exited her house and used a garden hose to spray the roof. Well, good for the neighbor. She saved the day.
So you can get in trouble for that, huh?
So it said, "Oh my God, it's on fire, let's get in the house."
Yeah, get in the house.
Wouldn't you want to be outside the house?
I think it was the neighbor's house.
The neighbor's house, yeah.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
Neighbor's house, get inside your house.
Yeah, because then, wouldn't you want to be outside the house in case the fire spread?
Well, yeah.
I know nothing.
So, but the neighbor actually put it out with a garden hose?
Yeah.
Well, so good there. Yeah, good neighbor. So,
yeah.
When you say launching at the house, so basically she was lighting fireworks in her backyard probably and one landed on the roof. She wasn't really like purposely launching them.
It sounds like, there's no vendetta here.
Yeah, right? That's what I was going to say. There's not a, I thought, how some people have Roman candle wars, right. Not that I promote them, but they are fun.
I've seen.
But I'm just saying she wasn't really shooting them at her house. She's just shooting them in her backyard and one landed on the roof, which is very common. I mean, that's what happens.
Well, yeah, that's fireworks. So we don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? Were they living next door to the guy from Black Sabbath?
Why? Who's that? Geezer Butler?
No. Sharon.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne?
Those guys throw stuff at their neighbors all the time.
Oh, do they?
Oh yeah, we'll
that was the whole show.
Yeah.
And sometimes Louis gives you a tangent and you don't know how to follow.
Does Ozzy Osbourne have Parkinson's?
He's got something.
Yeah. I think he does.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, if he had a Parkinson's, maybe he's not really throwing at the neighbor. He just has no control of anything.
With all the drugs and stuff, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. There's a man that's lucky to be alive. Really.
You know it.
All right, John. Minot. Is that, that's northwest of Fargo.
Minot.
Minot. Yes.
Minot.
Well, it's Minot. If it was Minot, it should be Minot.
Okay.
The Minot Fireworks. This is a public service to you. You might be able to help with this one. The Minot Fireworks Association is actively seeking donations towards its upcoming 4th of July show. Corey Long, the association president, said Mum Pyrotechnics offers the show at cost, but that still means $25,000 must be raised to put on that type of a show that Minot area residents have come to expect. With donations already on hand, the association looks to raise $17,000 to meet its budget. In cooperation with Marketplace Foods, the association will hold Hot Dogs for a Cause April 6th and 7th from 12 to 6 at Marketplace Foods. All proceeds from the $2 hot dogs and $1 sodas will go towards raising donations for Minot's fireworks display. You might just want to donate the rest $8,000 of fireworks and be done with it.
Well, we might donate from Fireworks Brigade, and then it'll serve as two purposes. You'll have like an empty bunker and...
There you go.
Will make a you'll be famous in Minot.
Minot.
I know.
Don't you just have hot dogs? You can give them. Let them raise the cash.
I do have hot dogs too, but yeah.
Yeah. Minot.
Raise the cash.
We'll empty Ron's bunker. We'll see how he likes about that donation. It's real easy to spend my money, Lou, as you see.
But this is why you need to be an upstanding part of the community. If you donate to Minot, then all the Minotians will love you.
No, we're going
to
donate to
Minotians. I don't know. How would you say people from Minot? Minotians.
I'd say people of Minot.
Okay.
Minot. All right. Minot.
Fireworks, well worth the price tag, John. How much would be too much for a fireworks display for the city of Kankakee? Hard to pinpoint at this juncture, but $51,150 was not too much for two displays this summer. Kankakee City Council approved the budgets this past week to light up the skies. Community celebrate both Juneteenth and the 4th of July. The Juneteenth fireworks display will be held on the 22nd. Comes with a $9,500 price tag. Independence Day will illuminate the skies on July 4th over the Kankakee River, and that will cost $42,000. So I think it's, they're spending more for that's probably a good thing.
That's good. I like this Juneteenth holiday. They're having fireworks for Juneteenth,
And it makes a good point. Although $51,000 is a lot of money in the grand scheme of the city's annual budget, it's a very small piece of the $34 million pie. Oh. We're celebrating the freedoms we all enjoy in our country that too often gets overlooked. We feel it's a worthwhile cause and well worth celebrating. And who doesn't like a safe, well-orchestrated fireworks display?
No migrants.
The $50,000 is probably less than what gets fired off in the council neighborhoods and for what goes on for the good part of the month. So they're we're excited to keep fireworks here, the one of the representatives said. And the federal holiday, Juneteenth, is celebrated. And I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's, yeah. So, but I mean, that's a good point, because sometimes people complain, oh, the fireworks are $50,000 or whatever. But, you know, the budget is $30 million.
I agree. I really think that these towns and cities, we really ought to go back and focus more on good old plain fun, get the people out of the house and go yes. watch a fireworks show instead of being cooped up on yeah. you know, on your Instagram and social media, getting you all aggravated. You know, get out of the house and enjoy some old fashioned backyard, you know, watching fireworks, you know, from right. your house or going to a park. Yeah, I think it's well worth it. And then they cancel that because it's $50,000. But they'll spend $150,000 somewhere else in the budget that no right. one else would agree on. You just wouldn't hear about it.
Right. Yeah. That's absolutely.
Usually what happens. You mm-hmm. know, anyone picks on the fireworks, but there's probably $200,000 in the Kankakee budget going to somewhere that you would be really pissed off about. But
right.
you never hear about that. So, yeah, I agree. I'm glad that they wrote that and said yeah. it's well worth it in the big scheme of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I certainly don't recommend someone who is, you know, on a very, very tight budget to go out and blow their whole budget on fireworks. But like you say, in a big town, in a big scheme of things, to promote in-town fun and everything. Look what we're doing in Fargo, North Dakota, at the fairgrounds, with you know, with the concerts, the fireworks, and all that stuff. Just kind of promote, you know,
right.
getting
right.
people out of their house and back to basics. You know,
right? And it does create commerce. It does. People will come to the city. People will come spend mm-hmm. money, do whatever. So you gotta think about all that. It's not just in a vacuum. It's not just spending money.
Yeah, and they may stop for a cup of coffee on their way home, right. or a dessert, or go to Dairy Queen. There's other.
There
factors.
You go. Yep. You're just all you're just ripping off all Americana. Dairy Queen, yeah. apple pie, Chevrolet.
That's yeah, just all, getting people out of the house.
Exactly. I agree with you. People need to get out of the house more often.
Yeah.
Which is one thing I realize when we're here in Cabo, because you just can be outside.
Oh, yeah.
We got the
yeah.
doors open right now.
Yeah.
24/7. Here's another one that seems to go against the face of what we were normally told. This is a story from Quebec, Canada. A study says fireworks have small effect on air quality, but doctors are not impressed. So apparently there was a study that says that the fireworks they have a very small effect on air quality, but the doctors are saying, we don't believe the study, we still don't like fireworks. So here, I'll read a little of it. Almost a year after smog from wildfires led officials in Montreal to cancel two major fireworks shows, groups representing pyrotechnics companies have released a study that concludes the displays have a small effect on air quality. But the doctors and environmental health specialists warn the fireworks can still pose dangers to human health. The study was published Wednesday, was commissioned, like we said, by the group of pyros and carried out by the company, by a reputable company, using 2023 air quality data gathered near fireworks launch sites and recorded from Quebec's environmental department. The consulting firm analyzed the prevalence of atmospheric pollutants known as PM2-5, five particles with diameter of less than 2.5 millionths of a meter. So anyway, there was a study done that's saying the fireworks aren't that bad, but the doctors are saying, no, it's still bad. We don't want fireworks.
You got to figure, I'm not sure how many days, I know they have that festival in Canada around June yeah. or whatever, but you got to figure you're talking maybe at most 20 minutes of shooting a fireworks show, you know, compared to how much smog and smoke has come out of these electrical plants producing more electrical for the electric cars. So, I mean, when you go, yeah. when I'm down in Lauderdale on the boat and I go down this one area, there's a electrical plant just billowing smoke out,
yeah.
you know, to make electricity. So, I mean, and that's 24 hours a day.
Right.
So I really can't see a 20-minute show affecting
no.
people.
No, but here, and it's, I'm reading a little further down, the funny thing is that these doctors, so here's what the doctor said when they found, you know, when they're talking about that, they're saying the study didn't examine other potential hazards of fireworks, such as loud noises, but noises can also affect the human cardiovascular system and it disturbs wildlife. Well, here's a quote by one of the doctors. When someone tries to do a health assessment of fireworks, they're not sort of giving the full picture when they ignore other environmental exposures like noise. So you got to look at the whole picture of environmental impact. So, I mean, they're just, you know, come on, noise. I mean, yes, yeah. It's a fireworks show. If you don't like it, go in the house, shut the windows, turn on the TV.
And then I guess hunting with rifles would do something to your cardiovascular.
Yeah, going to a concert.
Kids, yeah, going to concert.
An airplane overhead.
Yeah, look at, you see the smoke billowing out of planes, and you see the, I don't know, something flying out of their wings. Ricky says they don't drop any fluid anymore, but I know on a cloudy day you can actually see something coming out of the wings.
I think that's like vapor trails.
I don't know.
I don't know what causes vapor trails. Do you, Lou?
The heat probably from the plane as it's going through the cold.
Well, I just remember on a cloudy day you can actually see stuff drop out of the wings, you know, which is where the fuel is, and it used to be common practice.
Don't they call that blue ice?
And then it would stop. It would shut off. So, and that's why I really thought that's why they always went over the lake.
Right.
But Ricky says, no, they don't do that anymore. So I don't know. But I have seen it, you know, and you can see it in the cloudy
in
sky.
In the clouds, right.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at the whole, if you look at the whole picture of everything, you know, just like when they say global warming, you know.
All right.
You know, the polar bears and then this, it goes along the whole thing. But then when you start looking at it, you know, 1/10 of 1 degree or 1/100 of 1 degree over the next 20 years, you got to wonder, I mean, at some point you got to say, you know what, this is it. You know, like George Carlin best, you know, you think one little piece of plastic in the ocean is going to do anything?
I mean,
at some point they're going to shake that off like a dog shakes off a flea. I mean,
and there's other things to compare to, thunderstorms, lightning, that stuff creates noise, heat, smoke.
Well, it's a kind of what they said, you know, during COVID that, all these people are dying during COVID, but then there were less fatalities on the highway because nobody was driving. There's, you know what I mean? So the big scheme of things, it seems like every year, same amount of people die year after year after year within a very close range. And I think that's the same thing you're looking at.
Right.
You know, you're looking at the whole picture of everything.
You want to see poor air quality. How about a fire? A forest fire, pollen. Oh my God!
Control burns. I mean,
control
they do
burns.
Those.
There you go.
Cars living near a highway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's minimal. It's such a small amount of time.
Right. And fireworks shows happen once, twice a year. That's it. Now Juneteenth apparently, so we got three times or four times.
And most of the people are so far away, they're not even affected by most of that.
Yeah, I mean the smoke is so minimal compared to, like you say, one fire.
Right. And they're just trying anything. You know what the thing is? Fireworks are easy pickings. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to cancel fireworks.
And doctors and fireworks don't miss.
No.
They hate them because, you know, you don't see the emergency room on many people come in, and I get it. But we also don't see the emergency room of kids coming in from, you know, having problems with their cradle and all that. You know, people associate CPSC with fireworks. No, CPSC is with every product out there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of products that cause danger.
Yeah, I get it. Let's talk about what's coming up. So we got May. What's the day of the dealer show?
Dealer show is May 4th this year. It's on a Saturday night. It's
May
4th. It's always the first Saturday in May, but this year it falls on the 4th.
First Saturday in May, we're going to live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Mother's Day?
No, I believe Mother's Day is the following Sunday.
May 12th.
A lot of times it falls the Sunday after the dealer show, but I think it's a week later this year.
This is the Saturday before Greek Easter.
Yes.
Yes, it's the day before Greek Easter.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to make it?
I'll be there. Yeah. So
Ron never really did care for the Greeks.
You can tell by the way he married twice.
Yeah.
No, Pauline's not Greek. It's Italian.
But it's humble. It's debatable. It really is debatable. Yeah, it's really debatable.
I heard a comment about your Easter.
it is. Yeah,
it's very debatable. I mean,
there's a lot of things in my life that are debatable.
You know, I hate to talk nationalities, but you know, there is a certain nationality.
Hey, don't be racist. Be sexist.
No, but there is a certain nationality. Sometimes that it seemed like they were half whatever you were, and then the other half was like from the same country you're in right now. So it'd always be like, you know, that's like Carlos Murphy, you know, he was Mexican and Irish. You know, it seems like every time it was always a Mexican guy and half of whatever the family where they were dating into, it just seemed to go that way, you know.
But that's two great holidays, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, I'm not saying
St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm just saying that it seemed like
4th of July thrown in there.
It seemed like
he got everything.
It seemed like they were always like half of whatever you were, and then half what they were, what they are. And I think that Pauline falls into that case. I think she's Greek, but then she'll say she's Italian because Ron's Italian, you know. And then if Ron was Polish, I'm not buying it. If her name, if Ron was Polish, she would be
disowning him.
Well, she would be Greek and Polish, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm debatable.
All so right. It was just a ruse to get me to land me all this glory that is me.
Yes. Well, you know when you're going after a bear like Ron,
going down.
You gotta do whatever you gotta do. You know what I mean?
I guess
all punches out, no stops. You know what I mean?
Know, right? Yeah. That's I'm such a good catch.
I mean, she changed her maiden name for him. I mean, it's incredible.
I think she learned to fly, not to land.
There you go. No, she's. Oh, my God.
There was a couple of people like that on 9/11. They wanted to learn how to fly to plane. They wanted to only know how to take off.
And we don't need to land. We just need to take off.
and that didn't raise a red flag in the school.
Teach us how to steer.
But he probably dressed up as a kitten that day, and they're like, it didn't matter because it was kitten day.
Which reminds me, how's your new living room coming?
Because yeah,
you got a shortage of living rooms in your house.
Yeah, no. What do you say? I have too many.
The house of 47 living rooms.
Yeah, that's all I have.
I couldn't even afford couches for all those living rooms.
I have an aversion to paying for couches. Lucky I have a sister who has a lot of money and likes to just get rid of furniture.
Well, it looks like Tommy's draining a bank account till now. So, she might not be getting some new furniture. You might be getting some new furniture out here, but she's not getting anything new at the house.
I asked when I was at her house last week for Easter if she's getting rid of any furniture, and sadly she said no.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah,
but going to be sending it to Mexico now to the poor houses
there,
here.
There you go. But I have I don't think they would actually pay to ship the furniture here. They would just buy new ones here. But now I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say. See, the problem is, well, not the problem. The good thing is that I have furniture in my house now. Like, I feel like I have too much furniture in rooms. So now I can alleviate the clutter of furniture in certain rooms and move some of it to my new living room.
Once you get the new living room, there will be no reason to go into the lower level other than the podcast and the washing machine.
In my studio.
You don't really need a TV.
Stairs.
Well, but that's my son's favorite part of the house is down there.
I've never seen him out of his room.
Well, you're
in fact,
old.
I think your son could be Baby Jane. We really don't know.
We never Jane. See him at all.
We never seen him at all.
No matter which room he's in.
Yeah, we never seen him.
No, he's usually after
dinner. And then even if he's in the house, he just calls us up or text messages.
Well, that's what kids do these days.
Well, no, that's what your kid does.
No, they
days.
All do that.
No, I don't do that.
Well, you're not a kid.
Okay. I'm gonna start texting Ron, in the house in Cabo. And I'm gonna be sitting out on a chair. I'll be sitting next to Poppy's chair, and I'm just gonna text Ron in the pool. and then I'll know he's getting it because it'll disrupt his radio.
There you go.
So yeah, or his music on his phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you could do that. Just text me.
And you can watch him not answer it. Like, where is the
Ron
answer?
Is
right there.
Get a lot of crackles here. There we go. And Ron is used to that, so it's not going to be anything new.
No, yeah, I'll go right along with it.
Yeah, and I'll just start texting you at dinner when Lou says something stupid. I'll be like, "Did you hear that one, Ron?"
Well, yeah, that happens quite often.
And then when you say something, I'll text Louie.
Yeah, that happens quite often too. So yeah, you'll have plenty of times to text.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't even know if he has a son. We haven't seen him in years.
You saw him the other day when you were over. He came. You asked him about driving a truck. Oh, we were talking about driving a Wienermobile.
That was a long time ago.
That was 2 months ago.
Okay, 2 months ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, when's the last time you were over my house?
I was over your house the other day. A lot could happen in 2 months, though.
You drove the Wienermobile?
No.
No, they're
looking. How about a Zamboni? I heard you drove a Zamboni.
He wants to drive a Zamboni.
I want
with
to drive
Skittles
a Zamboni.
All over it.
I got up on the Zamboni, and it was beautiful up there.
Is that what they call it now? Royal. Zamboni?
It felt like at home on that Zamboni.
He was regal up
was
there.
Was it a big Zamboni?
It was big. And it had beautiful tires and rims. And then I even fixed the rim.
They
had decoration on the rim for Pride Night, so I had to change it a little bit.
We went to a Chicago Blackhawks game.
Yeah, on the bank. So you know why, like Ron says, the bank really doesn't take people with overdrawn bank accounts to the hockey game.
Yeah.
But they got so low that they couldn't get nobody to go for Pride Night at the Hawks game, so they even though my count is upside down, they still invited me. How low?
So you're a seat filler.
You're a seat filler. Well,
did you push in their stool?
But
nobody wants to go to see a Blackhawk game these days.
But you know what though, I'm happy to, I'm honored to be there, you know, because,
yes.
And then if they say to me, your account's overdrawn, I'm like, well, I guess I'm good enough to go to a hockey game. I guess I'm good enough to have my account.
You're going
to
turn that around.
I'm turning it around.
There you go.
No, no. I must be positive. They invited me to the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Obviously, Ron, you're just singling me out because I still got invited to the game.
We still love you, John. We still get you coming to the
game. That's a great bank. I love that bank.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. I keep getting these angry calls.
Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
Angry calls because one of my customers brings in. We're like one of the only banks that'll count change.
Yeah, coin. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to. And you'll appreciate this. One of my customers brings a bunch of change from all his buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But our change counters are only for like little old ladies with a Folgers can of change.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy brings 10 bags of quarters, nickels, dimes, from all his washing machines. And apparently, the people we have,
you keep hitting something and we get a bunch of static.
All right. Are you getting static now? We're good?
I'm good. Don't touch nothing.
I won't touch
anything. Don't bang on the table.
The tellers, the guy tellers who are counting the change or whatever, they keep getting injured from lifting up this guy's bags of change. I'm getting calls because it's my customer. I'm getting calls from the manager saying we have to rectify this. Tell them to bring their change, and
And I can understand it because they took this job at the bank because they don't want to really do nothing. So they didn't they didn't think that they're going to need to lift anything. Obviously, but. Like I tell my bank, not your bank, but I tell another bank, you don't want to take change. Why don't you become a dry cleaner? So you're not doing anything a bank does. You don't want to give me change.
Right.
You ask for cash.
Right.
Cash? You're depositing it? You don't make this payment in cash? Can I do anything here? I mean, the only thing that they have, and they don't even have that anymore. You know how many branches you have to go to just to get a safety deposit box? You have to go to several because a lot of banks, a lot of branches don't even have safety. They don't have vaults anymore.
Yeah, we got safety deposit box in my bank,
But there's a lot of branches. They're like little C stores. Might as well just sell candy in there.
Yeah, well, and you know why they do that? Because our illustrious federal government.
Yeah.
You have to have certain amount of locations in certain census tract areas, low to moderate income.
So they're not going to have
high minority.
Yeah.
Right. So they got to have a bank there. So they're going to put one there and make the examiners happy so they get a good rating on their CRA exam so they can keep operating.
Yeah. And I believe, I want to say Chase Bank is no longer offering safety deposit boxes in any of their banks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
the ones that, whoever has them, that's it now. If you die or you close the box, it's not going to anybody else. It's just done.
They're done. Right?
Which bank is it that they put coffee shops in them? Speaking of C stores.
Was that TCF or something?
No, Capital something. Capital.
Capital One?
Capital One. Yeah. Huh? Their lobbies are coffee shops. So it is a C store.
I'm telling you, Ron's bank gives out ice cream in the summertime, and I'm a big fan of it.
Everybody bangs online.
With sprinkles?
No. It's just a Häagen-Dazs cup. It's delicious.
Nice. But something you can relay to your customer. I have a customer that his gumball machine takes credit cards.
Really?
Wow.
For a gumball?
Gumball. $15. They're little prizes. They're not really gumballs.
Oh, okay.
It's not like the ball bag. You like
but
the little thing,
it takes a credit card.
You can swipe a credit card for a gumball.
Gumball.
I honestly,
what this world is coming
in
to.
In my honest opinion, I really think, and Vegas is changing, but I really think that is why gambling is so far down in Vegas, just coming back from these two conventions, because I remember my mom saying years ago, you never have any change in your pocket in Vegas, because you get some change, and then you walk past a slot machine, and you put it in there, you know what I mean? So, but they're... Kids today do not, or young people today really do not carry cash.
No.
So if you're at a casino, you're going to, you may go to the ATM machine or go up to the cage. But once that money runs out, you're not going to, you can easily walk through a casino when you have no cash and say, well, I'm not going to put nothing.
Right.
But now if you had 50 cents in your pocket and you could actually get rid of 50 cents in a slot machine, they would just normally just do it, just take their luck, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I really think that is why Vegas is down, because nobody carries cash anymore, and that's the capital of cash right there.
Right.
Plus, getting cash in Vegas costs you $20 to use an ATM.
It does, yes. I don't know. So, that's the whole thing. So, I really think that they're gonna have to they're gonna do the same thing. You're gonna have a credit card on all those slot machines. You know, just, especially now with where you can just tap it. You know, that's gonna be on every credit card.
It's
gonna be on every.
Oh my god, that would be dangerous for so many people.
There's got to be a reason they don't, because it's so easy to do that.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, but they're gonna do it because it's
that's so dangerous.
Yeah,
but.
People would,
Vegas
would
wants wipe out. Well, Vegas doesn't want. They don't care if it.
But then you're going to pay that 3%. You're going to pay a fee.
Yeah, but you know what? A fee's better than nothing.
Three Vegas.
No, 3%.
3% for
card.
The merchant.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Merchant. And Vegas, what do they care? Knowing Vegas, they'll put that 3% back on you anyways.
Yeah.
Just like you know we're doing.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah right. You don't get $100. You get 97.
Yeah.
But let's go back to where we started on all this. Is the dealer show. So the dealer show is the first Saturday.
How do we get
of
off
May.
On these tangents?
I don't know. We went way off there.
All
we
goes
went
back
way
to
off.
The bank.
We yeah. went way off there. So the dealer show. We're going to live stream the event.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say? May 4th. Is that
May 4th? Yeah.
May 4th. All right. So and then we're going to try and do a live stream the night or two before that.
Yes.
But we haven't heard back from our guy yet. But hopefully we can.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
It always works out in the end. We'll be there.
I was talking to Steve and Dino about this plan here. Have you heard this plan?
I have no.
The plan for our live stream, the live podcast, like two nights before the dealer show.
It must be good because Dino loves the podcast.
Yeah, well, Dino likes to.
It's usually about Dino.
So, have you ever done a fantasy football draft? No.
No.
I could say it. You understand the concept.
Yeah,
you draft
it. You told me about these brackets, you call them.
Well, brackets is a different thing. This is fantasy football.
Oh,
you draft
yeah,
a team.
Right.
You draft a team.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking we do a fantasy fireworks draft.
Okay.
So we'll have a board up there. Okay, there's going to be four of us picking teams or picking a show, let's say. We're going to pick a show. Well, there'll be four fountains up there. There'll be eight, 200-gram cakes, eight 500-gram cakes. You know, four reloadables, whatever. There'll be four of each cat, whatever, you know, you would have in a show. And we're each going to get a certain amount of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then each different player or firework you want to buy is going to cost you money. And then we go in a draft. Somebody will pick, we'll choose an order. Somebody will go first, second, third. And you go back around and then you see what kind of a show you can buy. But somebody might buy the one you wanted to buy, right? So, but we're going to pick only fireworks that you can get at Star Fireworks, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through that, and then we're going to have a fantasy fireworks draft. I think it might be interesting to see what kind of show, and somebody might pick something that you wanted. Like, oh, I wanted that for my finale. We'll have finale cakes in there, but you'll have a limited budget, so if you can spend too much on your finale cakes, but you have to draft an entire show. You can't just, you know, like you would like to do, spend all your money on the big stuff and then have no money for the little stuff.
So how do you win and lose?
What?
How do you win and lose?
That's my
category. Well, then what I was thinking is maybe we shoot off these during the 4th of July season.
Shoot them at your neighbor?
No, during the 4th of July season. Well, this was the fireworks show that Steve drafted, and let's see what it looks like. And then we can, you know, we can go through that and have people vote them. So that would be, you know, but again, they're your fireworks that we're not paying for. So, but it would be, you know, good marketing.
Why we're giving,
it would be
we're not giving away. We're going to shoot them off. We could shoot them off during the 4th.
I mean, we're not charging Steve and Dino for these.
No, we're not. They don't get to keep them. You're going to draft a team.
You know, I thought you were going to do, and I was going to say that's the best idea you had.
I'm open for suggestions.
No,
What's your idea?
We're going to do like a virtual fireworks show. So now we're going to put. I picked these, and now we're going to watch the video on these, and then we're going to watch the video.
Oh, we could do that.
And then I was saying to myself, now it costs me no money at all. And
how about we do that? How about I'll get it virtually, and we'll set it up, and then we'll put it on YouTube, and then people could watch, and they'll vote on. But then whoever has the most likes, then we'll actually shoot that show.
That will be our 4th of July show.
But see, you're never around, so I'm just willy-nilly here trying to make things up.
And using my money.
Well, but no, see, now we
I went from four shows
to
down to one show.
This is what you do. You're a problem solver is what you are.
Yes.
Johnny Star problem solver. That's the name of this episode right here.
It used to be Johnny Star contrabandista, but now it's philanthropist.
There you go.
I love it.
So I like that. So all four shows, we'll pick those out, and then the people will vote. We'll give them to the 4th of July to vote, and then on the night of the 4th, we'll shoot that one show off, you know, Dino's show or your show or my show.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we're going to do. All right. But we got to make sure we get that filmed, and I'm sure we're still working through that. All right. A couple of goofy stories, John, and we'll go. Penn State professor facing charges for lewd acts. More charges, John. A Penn State professor accused last year of committing lewd acts with a dog in a state forest is facing more charges. Video retrieved during the investigation shows the 60-year-old man, who's Greek, by the way, I could tell by his name, walking around. Now, listen what he was doing. Walking around, climbing nude, masturbating, and defecating in public areas of Roth Rock State Forest in Huntington County, state lease camps, and private property, according to an affidavit. About 55 videos showed the man in May and June of 2023 were found during a search of his iPad after his initial arrest, the Ranger wrote. Many of the videos allegedly depict the chemical engineering professor engaging in criminal behavior. The videos show nude or nude from the waist down while wearing a ski mask, which investigators say they found during a search of his residence. He is seen in the videos masturbating on a picnic table and porches at the camp buildings and vehicles and in the lake. According to affidavit, he was observed inserting a tree branch, a lollipop, and a control handle of a John Deere crawler into his anus during several videos.
Okay, so
this guy is a professor, John.
And what about the dog?
Okay,
what
exactly. So my point is he wasn't really committing lewd acts with the dog. I thought he was like...
The dog was...
The dog is just like...
No.
Dog's like, I don't even want to go for a walk with this guy.
No. Last year, he was accused of committing lewd acts with a dog. So this a year ago, he was offending a dog in these ways. And now they caught him. He must have said, all right, the dog got me in trouble. The dog got me in trouble, so I'm going to just do it to myself.
Well, we don't really know because the lewd acts... could be he was doing all these things while walking the dog. The dog was like his prop.
Well, it says lewd acts with a dog.
Well, yeah, if he's walking the dog. Because everything they described, that's what I was trying to clear up. Because everything they described had nothing to do with the dog. So
no.
I can just say, no, Rover, want to go out?
No.
I want to go out.
Only dog that doesn't want to go for a walk.
Yeah, nope. I'm just going to hold it again. Hold it again. He goes in a bathtub. I mean, because at first I thought you were going to say with the handle and all that, I thought he was doing that with a dog, and I don't know.
Here, I found what he did. Okay. All right, you ready? He was initially, you don't want to hear this.
Oh, no.
He was initially charged in June. There's not going to be no swear words here. And the guy is Greek. Oh, my God, is he Greek? This is a Greek name.
You're stressing that a lot.
He was initially charged in June of 2023 after being observed on a trail camera in the Alan Seeger Nature Area masturbating and enticing a dog to lick his anus, according to an affidavit filed at the time.
More reasons that dog does not want to walk with him.
No, yeah. If you're the dog, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
I
should have just stayed at the shelter. He's like, this guy comes and rescues me. I'm all happy. Yeah. What a freak of nature this guy is.
All right.
Poor dog.
Let's do What Would Johnny Do?
I'll tell you what that Greek guy should do. Get a cat.
What? Johnny. Let's do what
would Johnny do with a dog.
This way he could the cat could go in the litter box and he could just do whatever he wants on the couch.
All right, John. This is another one for the books. I'm just going to read the headline. It looks like a shotgun. Woman born with two vaginas describes her extremely rare condition. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm telling you. A 26-year-old lady. Oh, no. Fox 26 Houston covered the story of a woman who has a rare condition, being born with two vaginas. After years of not knowing what to do, she's formulated a clear path forward. She says she uses one for her husband and the second one is for business. She's Australian. She was once a sex worker, is one in 2000 with the double distinction in the world. She joined News Inc. She talked about her condition. She learned she had two vaginas. She responded, I knew something was wrong from a really young age. When I was about 14, I got my period. I was using a tampon and never worked because I had another hole. I remember telling my mom that it wasn't working and she said that I was doing it wrong. Then she went on to describe her sex life as she got older. When I got older and started having sex, it felt so strange because the penis was going in on the other side because I didn't know I had two holes. The penis would come out and hit the wall and it would be painful. I can't. What would Johnny do if he found a woman with
I mean, I don't even know why we're discussing this terrible thing. One in 2,000? That seems like a lot, actually.
I don't know.
What would Johnny do if I discovered that?
If you found out you were dating a woman.
Yeah, just stop dating.
Stop dating?
Yeah, stop dating. It's hard enough to please one, let alone two.
Yes, that's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Well, I had two anniversaries and two, you know, we had two of everything. Yeah, forget about it.
What were you going to say?
Ron would do.
Yeah.
He would come up with a cake and call it the happy ending.
There you go. He would call it just like a shotgun. I've got a new cake right there.
Yeah.
I
would name that Double Trouble.
We already have a double.
I know. I name it after her. Yeah.
I want to know if she like shaved one and leave one hairy. You know, I mean, she'd call it like Hall and Oates. You have one of each, and one is Hall and one Oates, or
Hole and Oates.
Or she's missing an opportunity. She could have three of them. If she had three of them, you know, she could groom one, let one grow wild, and shave the other one, and she could call them Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh.
Or two of them, she'd call them Penn and Teller. Yeah. One is Penn, and one here's Penn, and here's which one's Penn? The one that doesn't, that one that talks a lot.
Yeah,
and Teller is the other one.
And neither one of those vaginas would be comedians.
Yeah, no.
Or magicians. Magicians. Yeah, magicians. Neither one would be magicians.
You think they're comedians?
I think they're comedians. Yeah.
So, can you get pregnant in both of them? I got questions.
Yeah, I.
Yeah.
For me, I think you know, it's one of them things where you just leave them alone and run away. You know, like you discover that, just like, all right, gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, you said she was married. Can you imagine that wedding night?
Well, it's already screwed up because she's married, but yet she's got a separate business with the other one.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of business is this? She must be a sex worker or a porn star. I don't know.
No. It's for husband.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end this off on your favorite topic, John California.
Not this one. This is my husband's hole.
No, that's first moose and squirrel.
First and squirrel. Oh, man.
All right. I like this one.
California.
My favorite state.
Did you know California has new laws for 2024? It just started, I think, April 1st. I think it's April 1st. Yeah. New laws. January 1st went into effect. January 1st for alerts for missing black children. Under a new state law, notifications by law enforcement will be expanded to include ebony alerts for missing black children and youth. Studies show African Americans are disproportionately on lists of missing. So now they have ebony alerts. So that got me thinking. I'm like, well, what else do they have? So they actually have a bunch of different, you know, it's an amber alert. You see the amber alert, that means somebody's missing. I don't know about you, but I never really pay attention. It was black, white, yellow, red, green, purple. It doesn't matter. They're missing.
Usually they just say on an amber alert, a child is missing,
right,
last seen in this vehicle. That's
right.
The Amber Alerts I get.
So now, the Amber Alert is modeled after Nationwide's Amber Plan. That was developed in 96 after 9-year-old Amber Hagerman. Did you know this? Amber Hagerman was abducted and brutally murdered near her home in Texas. Amber's death had such an impact on her community, it prompted law enforcement agencies to develop the Amber Alert system. But California, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 6 alerts now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a blue alert. Blue alert is activated when a violent attack on law enforcement officers has occurred and poses an imminent threat to law enforcement or general public. Blue alerts provide immediate information to the public to prevent further harm. Silver alert, activated when an elderly or developmentally cognitive impaired person has gone missing and is determined to be at risk. They have a yellow alert, activated when a person has been killed due to a hit-and-run incident and law enforcement agency has specified information. Ebony alert, which we just talked about, is when a black woman or a black person. And then there's a feather alert. A feather alert is a resource available to law enforcement agencies, disappearance of an indigenous woman or indigenous person.
I thought it was going to be a San Francisco guy.
Yeah, I was waiting for the transgender.
Okay, so we have no white alert, as usual.
Well, they're thinking the white alert is just an amber alert. But I think amber alerts include everybody. But maybe that's the crux of this problem.
We could do a vanilla alert, and that would be like a white person.
Yeah.
We could do a
cracker
black
alert.
You know, and then an amber could actually be if a Chinese person's missing.
Yeah.
I mean, blue I can see for police because they always demand
in silver
blue.
For older people. I get that. Yeah. But I don't even really think it's necessary. Everyone knows it's an amber alert
and
then, if somebody's missing.
And then we need a, is there a chart for all this? I mean, I can't remember all this in my head.
No, I got it right here. If you want to put this in your wallet, take it home with you,
so
study.
Basically, I would, like I did years ago before all this internet, I would, you know, you pulled on my visor in my car and there was a list of all the gas station stops, like the exits along the highway, you know what I mean?
Wait, what? You had a little cheat sheet for gas station stops?
Yeah, exit numbers for gas stations, because back in the days, Minnesota didn't have as many, like Wisconsin, almost every exit.
Oh, so you would do this when you're driving from Chicago to Fargo.
Yeah, so I would say, you know what, exit 183 is coming up, you know, because you can't remember them all. And so basically, I'd have to do the same thing in my car. I'd have to have a chart would say blue is police, silver is this, because I'm driving, I see Ebony Alert. I'll remember that the rest of my life.
Feather Alert. Yeah, you're. Yeah. I don't know what this is. Am I looking for Big Bird? What am I looking for?
So you wouldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't know. And the people that would know would be in these agencies. Well,
right.
Once again, it's kind of senseless.
Yeah. Isn't breaking news cover all of that?
That's what I'm saying. It's just Amber Alerts. People are missing.
A vanilla alert. I'm waiting for someone to look for Robbie Van Winkle. He's missing.
I mean, and then,
he's been missing since the
80s. And then, do I really need to be on the lookout for the hit and run guy? I mean, isn't that what the APB or
the FBI? Put on APB.
All points bulletin. I mean, you know, I got to get. I need to be alerted through my telephone that I got to look for some guy that did a hit and run.
Government's wasting time. Labeling colors.
Here's one. What would we call it if there was a missing pyro?
Oh,
what we'd alert?
Call that red alert.
A red alert?
Yeah.
He would never Why be missing alert? If he had a lighter.
Fire.
Red.
Can't say orange alert.
I think if we had more time, we'd come up with something more catchy than that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying right off the top of my head.
Red alert?
If we're using colors.
Red alert, I feel it's already been used.
Well, I didn't see it on your list.
Well, you're not using colors. We got feather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got feather.
To quote Richard Pryor, fire!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, I guess we just use a fire alert. And that
well, then the people
anything.
Would think there's fires going on.
Oh, yeah.
No, what if there's a missing pyrotechnician?
Oh, missing pyrotechnician.
Yeah.
Anyone see that last case of shells missing?
Yeah. You remember this one?
Mortar alert.
Click. What do you call this? Richard Pryor jogging?
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I thought that was, I know your love for California, so that's why I thought I'd bring that one up, because it made me laugh. But, you know, I still can't get over it. I mean, I used to drive road trips myself. I never had to have a list of gas stations, because I know your propensity for liking to drive to the very end until you need to put gas. And your dad, if your dad was here, he would have a lot of comments on that.
I ran out of fuel.
You've done this recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I hadn't returned the car yet. So I ran out of fuel. I said, after I get my Starbucks coffee and I go in for it, I'm backing out and the car stops right in the middle of the I backed out of a parking spot and now I'm stuck. And you know that with these electronic cars, you can't start the car, but it puts you right in park. I can't even get the car into neutral. Fast enough. I can't even get into neutral because I can't start it, so you can't go into neutral. Now, luckily, AAA was right next door to me. They got a place right there next to Starbucks. And I walked in there, and the boss was like, let me see what I can do. I'll get someone back there. And then this other young guy came up, real young guy, and he real nice. And he actually took me to the gas station with their tank. And now we put the nozzle into the Cadillac's fuel thing, and now we can't get it out.
Uh-oh.
Because it's got some type of safety thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was...
Like a dog when they're having sex, it doesn't let go until you finish.
Something like that, and then I have a lady...
The jaws of life to get yourself out of it.
I don't know how he knows about that. But anyways, I have a lady that comes up to me and says, I got a meeting in 15 minutes. I'm like, lady, I don't know what to tell you. Cancel it. I mean, there's nothing I can do until I get fuel in the car. And I says, not my car. It's my father's car that just passed away. I know nothing about how this car works. So I said, you know, sorry, but I mean, what can I do? But luckily the guy, we filled it up with the tank, but then we got the nozzle stuck in there. And the gas cans today are all, it's not like it was years ago. Just put the gas can in and pull it. No, there's a safety button. There's a latch. I don't even know how to fill them up. I mean, it's just a nightmare. But anyway, so this AAA guy did it, and I got the car, and I'm like, see, Pops,
your dad
once again,
been, yeah.
once again, your car runs out of gas, you know.
Well, but why? You got to pay attention.
The house ran out of propane since he's been gone.
Oh, well, but it's not. We need to put things on a regular schedule.
I know. I'm really thinking that Poppy's, you know, messed up. I mean, I had to wash the car today.
I know. I know.
It was so dusty, I couldn't even get in it. I mean, the good thing I didn't let you guys do it because, you know, it had been dirt all over. I mean, it was really bad.
I would have washed it.
So, anyways, I had to wash it, you know. But
and you did it out of order. Doesn't he do that on Sundays?
Saturdays.
Ah, see?
Saturday and Sunday if he doesn't do two on one day. You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, once again, we all miss Poppy. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dealer show. And this is the month of our 10th year anniversary of doing this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Or this is episode 143, John, of the Fireworks Brigade, as we say at the end of the show.
Well, it's really pretty good then because 12 shows a year. And we're right on schedule.
Well, pretty much, yeah. We're pretty much on schedule.
We should have 12.
There's some months where we do more, like during the 4th of July and during NFA or something.
Well, when is our, what month did we start?
April.
Oh, we did start
April. Yeah, we started April. It's, I can tell
you. So we did, so this is exit one, so we missed way one.
This is 143.
It should have been 144 then, unless we do another one in April.
We could do another one in April if you'd like to, but
well, I don't want to overpower anyone with our podcast.
No, well, we don't know. Come on, people are clamoring for this entertainment. We were talking about Patreon stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't even know that was available, did you?
Nope.
You've never heard of that before?
No, never heard of it.
You think people would pay money to listen to, like, have special access to you?
To me, yes. To you, no. They wouldn't give a dime to talk
to you. Well, those people might have bank questions.
I'm just telling you, it's worth a dollar to everybody out there just to hear what you edit off of this show. I would spend a lot more than a dollar, but I'm telling you what, you talk about listening pleasure. Could you imagine, folks, Ron the banker not editing me? Oh my God, how powerful is that?
Ron,
how powerful is that?
You know, I feel
powerful. Well, Lou, he shouldn't feel nothing because if he wouldn't have told me he edited me, I wouldn't know because
you don't listen.
I don't really listen to these after I record them because I think, see, it's like the news. I think it's all real because I didn't know they lie to me and they tell me things that aren't true. And I always thought that whatever we say here is gold, but. We found out.
Well, but I edit
we found
you.
Out Ron has been editing me for the last 10 years. Could you imagine, folks, 10 years of being silenced?
I almost, being held down by the man. You're not being silenced.
I almost feel like a presidential candidate right now.
I edit you
trying to silence me.
I'm trying to save you from if somebody listening that, you know, we don't want to get in trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah, trouble. Well, yeah, I know.
From who?
Who knows?
The podcast police?
No, well, no. Who knows? You get canceled. Next thing you know, nobody's coming to Star Fireworks, and you're blaming me because you got no customers because you pissed off some type of racial people.
It is cancel
people.
Culture.
Yeah, it's cancel culture. I'm trying to protect us from cancel culture. And I want to keep you as an upstanding part of this community.
Alrighty.
But we could go to a Patreon, and then you could. Then it's all no holds barred, John. Then you can say whatever you want. People would pay. I would have to wrangle you enough to where you would be like available. Like, but something tells me if we're getting paid for it, you would do it. Like every Tuesday at 10 p.m., we'd have to be on a Zoom call for an hour and talk to a bunch of people who want to hear about your fireworks.
Ron,
knowledge.
I'm available 24/7 right now to anyone. I mean, you don't have the idea how many customers and people in the pyro industry will just text me out of the blue at 1 in the morning and say, "Did you see this YouTube video about this one?" I'm like, "Really?"
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's already happening.
We'll talk about that
and it's
more.
It's free.
But, you know, Ron would do it naked from the waist down with his dog.
Well, yeah. He doesn't even have a dog.
He used to have a dog. The dog won't come around anymore.
Yeah.
The dog's like, "I'm not walking with him."
No. Keep that bicycle for a handle away from me.
Episode one, John. Welcome to the Fireworks Brigade Camstar Tribute. It was posted June 13th, 2014, but we recorded it April 28th, 2014. April 28th. We sat in your dining room.
April.
Your wife ordered us a pizza.
April
28th.
Okay, so that would be so it would be we got another two weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds good.
Here's something that'll make you happy. Joe, look at that. We got our faces on there now. Perfect. You don't like your picture.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, look at that.
That's till the 4th. 90 days, 4 hours, 12 minutes and 13 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
Till the 4th of July. So I hope Dino is ready and Steve.
I just hope that we don't go overdrawn again.
No, well, you won't.
Yeah, we got 90 days.
You got 90 days to come up with some cash.
I'm trying to make it through May. Can you give me a countdown to May 4th?
No.
Did you get all your containers this year?
No. Well, there's so many coming in. But we're pretty – I think we're going to be done another – where we put the cancellation in for May – anything after May 15th doesn't ship until June, which puts it in after July 4th. So I don't know how many more are going to make it before May 15th with all the shutdowns.
Any containers on that ship that hit the bridge?
No.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Wow.
They'll never tell you.
Is the decade of Discord coming in or no?
Yeah, it's coming in. And then you got your Venomous Tails already today.
Did it come in today?
Or last week.
Ooh, I can't wait to get one of those. Yeah, Venomous Tails. We did the first look. Please check out the YouTube channel. We did the first look on that, a master class. Wilson was kind enough to send me a demo of Decade of Discord, so we can do a first look on that as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we'll have Steve do a live video, and then we'll put up on YouTube of Venomous Tales.
Yeah, he can record it and send it to me.
Yeah, record and send it to you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or when's the next time you're going? Are you gonna go to Fargo before the dealer show?
I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure yet.
Not 100%. I have to be there for April 29th already, so maybe not.
Well, we're trying to, like I said, we're doing this fantasy fireworks draft. I like your idea, though. We'll put it out there for the people to vote, and then whoever gets the most votes, we're going to shoot off that show.
Yeah, because, you know, if we pick a fountain, whatever, we do fountains first. You put it on, you could actually do a virtual, like a computer-generated show.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it up, but I'll have to, it's going to be a pain in the you-know-what, but we could do a show.
We might have to have someone special do that, maybe, like take the videos and then put them together, I would think. I don't know. Yeah, well, unless you could do it.
I could do it if I had all the videos. It's not that big of a deal, but just trying to source all those videos is the hard part. If we
should be able to get the video.
If every effect, you know what, I could make it easier on myself. I could just pick fireworks that we know we have videos for. So I was actually thinking of maybe driving down to Fargo one weekend before the dealer show, just so I can set this up, because it's going to take a little bit of pre-work on my end, because trying to do it with Steve and all that, and Steve is great, but it's just hard.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah. So he's got other stuff to do, not worry about my silly games.
Yeah.
So, well, that's it. Episode 143 in the books, John. April 28th, we can have our anniversary, but we'll be in Fargo in May, and we got a lot of good things planned. We're going to do the 12 days of pyro this year coming up for Christmas. Have one pyro every day before the before Christmas.
That's going
to
be cool.
That'll be fun. So we got to get some people to interview and stuff like that. And don't forget the dealer show. And
That's it.
Everyone sounds have a good time. Louie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Back to the pool.
There you go.
Back
bye.
Back to the pool. Cabo San Lucas.
State professor is a crazy story.
What is with Penn State? They got a lot of sexual deviants.
What's over your ear? Oh my god.
What happened?
You got white stuff all over your ear.
Ah.
Holy cow. All over your shirt now.
Ah.
All over the house.
From those headphones.